Coach's Insight continues on CARE, talking Atchison basketball. Now with boys head coach Pat Battle, it is presented by Amberwell Health. How about the win on Tuesday night, Coach? 62-61 against a very solid Ottawa team. What'd you like about your team in that very, very close game you guys won?
Well, I mean, we had some quarantines at us before the game. So, number one is the fact that our kids didn't blink. They didn't feel sorry for themselves, that we weren't at full strength. And they went out there and played. And their resiliency throughout the game. There was a lot of, you know, when you got a game like that and the intensity was up, the gym was loud, and there's a lot of opportunities to let the adversity of the situation get you. And they didn't let that defeat them.
3-2 when you sit through five games. A few of these games obviously very close. The Heritage Christian game was a three-point win. Obviously, it took care of Bishop Seabury a week in some change ago, and then obviously the Ottawa game, a one-point tilt. You know, playing these close games early, before the holiday break, I think it's probably a very good positive, win or lose, you know, being in these tight games and, you know, having something to kind of build on going into these next couple of weeks.
Right. Well, I think that's important, especially when you have a team that's young like we are. I mean, we have no seniors, so we're doing it with underclassmen, and I think that's a big part of things, too.
Are there any hurdles when you work with a team that's very, very young, no seniors? How difficult is that in kind of working through those challenges with some of these younger players?
Yeah, well, I think it's just gamesmanship. I think it's just being, understanding what wins games and what loses games, you know, and it's about decision-making. It's not necessarily physical. I mean, now, granted, we've seen some teams that have had some kids that look like men, and we still have some boys. I mean, we're playing a lot of freshmen, sophomores. But I think the biggest issue is just simply gamesmanship and experience. And we do have a fair amount of that. I mean, Jesse Greenlee has been a varsity player for 3 years. He's a junior. And you know, Ray Bowen, who hit the shot last night to win the game, he's a junior, and he's played varsity ball for 3 years. So we do have some guys that have some experience, but it's just when you talk about the overall big picture, you know, with some of our younger guys too, it's just about learning how to handle those situations.
Friday at Rossville will be the fifth game in essentially less than 2 weeks. It is the final game before the holiday break. How do you think your team's kind of handled this tough stretch, playing five games essentially in 12 days?
I think they've handled it pretty well. I think so far it seems that that, you know, the training plan and schedule that we've put in place has kind of kept them fresh, at the same time kept them in shape. You know, that there's a tricky balance there about saving legs versus, you know, being in shape. And so I think so far, I mean, we largely played last night's game, which was a high intensity, high octane game with, you know, we played with six guys for the most part.
Finally, you'll wrap it up, the 21 portion of the schedule, Friday at Rossville. What do you know about Rossville and the challenges they present?
Well, first and foremost, there's a tradition of being successful, and I do believe in the carryover from football. As the state football champions, so those kids know how to compete, and they know how to win. So we've got to be ready to go and compete and win, and do the things that we have to do. I think they'll be, you know, they're well coached. We've played them before, and they'll do things that they're very solid, and they're not going to beat themselves. So we're going to have to go out and make plays and try to force some turnovers. You know, hopefully we'll keep shooting the basketball as well as we did last night.
That is Atchison Boys Basketball Coach Pat Battle joining us here, brought to you by Amberwell Health. His team 3-2. They'll wrap up the 21 portion of the schedule Friday at Rossville. Coach, as always, we appreciate the time. Good luck at Rossville, and we will talk to you in a couple of weeks.
All right, thank you. Thank you for the coverage.